thought Pastor and Daddy came together and finna open up a school or something. When she said 7 to 12, I thought you was talking about getting you another building, starting a school. So I find out what you're talking about. Age of 7 to 12. God is good, saints of God. You all can be seated. I thank God for this opportunity once again. Thank the Lord for the privilege of standing before his people. Thank God for my wife, my pastor, allowed me this opportunity to stand in her stead on these last Sundays of each month. God is good. He's great. He's all of that. But God is our protector no matter if you stop in a storm. You know, I know sister preached that you don't never pull over in a storm. But if you got to do what you got to do, God is still a covering. God's still going to keep you regardless of what's going on, or what you're going through. So God is awesome, God. I thank the Lord for being great in my life. I thank God for this word. I pray that the Lord would anoint this little word that he has given me. And it's kind of what the church is feeling, what this people anyway. Here, I don't know what the whole church is feeling, but it's kind of what we've been talking about, what we've been feeling about the gospel. You know, we have to get outside these walls and go out there to where the problem is, because I believe that we are the problem solvers. I truly believe that. So I'm not going to bore you no longer. We have anything. Brother David called for the men. He's having that men's conference August 23rd, 22nd, and the 22nd, 23rd, and the 24th, I believe. So any of you men would like to go, you've been invited. I think I'm going to try to go out there on a Saturday, the 22nd. And I may stay to the Sunday. I know we ain't doing on Saturday, but Sunday. I talked to you about. So you've been invited, man, to the, huh? No, it never just for men. It's just the men's conference, what they have every year. You know, women there, his wife there, and Tawana passed, I think, went once, then you passed. You know, I think maybe you all went once, you know. But he told me make sure that I tell the men and try to bring some men to the conference. So like I said, I'll be going on the 22nd of August, so you have enough time to put things in order if you need to. Father God, I thank you once again, Lord, for allowing me this pulpit, God, this word, God. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to handle your word. Lord, I thank you for entrusting me with your word, Father. I pray, Father God, that you anoint your word, God, in the name of Jesus, that this word that you have given me, Lord, that it will help your people on today, God. Most of all, God, I pray, God, that I be the first partaker of this fruit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, that you will stir up the gift, oh God, that you have put inside of us, oh God. These blessings, Father, I ask in Jesus' name. I'm going to be ministering a little bit today about the meat, the true bread of life. And I'm going to start in the book of John, chapter 6. And I'm not going to read the whole chapter. I'm going to start chapter 6, 26. But you all know the story when, during this time that God fed these 5,000 people with the fish and the loaves, and people, they followed him. Not because he said that what he did, because they were coming for the fishes and loaves, or not because of the miracles that he did. And Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat the loaves and were filled." Now, it's like Jesus, you know, he tell them the truth and people are following him, but we know down here said they follow him because of the miracles that they saw. But he told them right where they were. You ain't follow me because of what you saw. You follow me because of what you can get out of me. It's like today, you know, we can hang around certain people just to get what we can get out of them. You know, Dad, I can hang around you because, Dad, I know you probably got a whole lot of money. And if I get in good with you, you know, I know you might leave me a blessing. Brother Brian, I got to get close to you because I know you got connections with the car connection folk. If I get in good with you, then I know that you're going to help me out. No, that ain't what Jesus is talking about. Don't be coming to him because of what he can do. It's good that you go to him because of what he can do. But he said, come to me because of who I am. Don't come to try to get what I can give you. See, they came because of what he could do, but not because of who he was and because of what he could do. So when we come to the Lord, let us come with a humble heart. Let us just come to him because, yes, Lord, you've done some great things in my life. But I'm coming to you now because I done found out who you are. I just want to be close to you. You know, I just want to be in your presence. Yes, I remember you fed me when I didn't have no food. I do remember, God, you clothed me when I didn't have no clothes on my back. I remember how you kept my child. I remember how you raised him up from the dead. But that ain't why I'm serving you no more, Lord. I'm serving you because I know who you really are now. You are the true bread of life. You came down from heaven. So I'm not coming to you begging. Because you're not somebody that I have to beg. You're my Father. Whatever he's got, it belongs to me anyway. Then he said, labor not for the meat which perish, but for that meat which endured unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him have God the Father had sealed. See, don't labor for what we can get in this world. It's time for us to press in like the Lord told us last Sunday. It's time for us to labor for meat that don't perish. We can labor for all this stuff that we labor for, clothes, food, chicken, and all that good stuff. It's time out for that now. It's time for us to labor for some soul food. I mean some real soul food. I ain't talking about no greens, no cornbread. I'm talking about something that'll reach down inside of you that will change you. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something that will change your thought process. I'm talking about something that will change your heart when you didn't know how to love. It's time for us to labor for the meat that don't perish. We got a lot of stuff out here that we're laboring for that's no good for us, or it may be some good for us. We got a lot of superfoods that they talk about, carrots and green beans and all of this stuff that's good for your body. But the Lord told us that stuff ain't going to last for long. We got something that's eternal, the Word of God. He said, labor for the meat that don't perish. You know, I can come and take your broccoli from you. I can come and take the things that's tangible from you. But the Word of God, when it's get down inside of you, can't nobody take that from you. They can destroy the body, Jesus said. But on the third day, he said, I'm going to raise it up. They can destroy this body, but one day, he said he's going to raise us up. So this is the eternal Word that we're supposed to be laboring for. It's time out now. It's time for us to get rid of some things in our life. It's time for us to just push some stuff back. We labored enough. I know I've labored enough for things. And the more things that I labor for, it's almost like, Lord, where are they? They vanished away. It's vanity. Labor for this Word that's going to last forever. Labor for eternal life. Jesus went on and said, you know, the meat, Jesus went on back in John 4 where he had just come from a wedding and he said he had to go through Samaria. Now, they didn't know why he had to go, but he said he had to go. But I believe that he knew that he had to go. Why he was going? Because somebody there that he had to touch. Somebody that he had to minister to. And that one person that he had to minister to, he knew that once I get a hold of this one person, once I get a hold of you, then you're going to go and tell somebody else. Once I get a hold of her, she going to go and tell this person. Jesus saw this woman at the well, and he began to minister to her in her life. This woman knew that the Messiah was supposed to come. She knew that he was supposed to come and tell her everything. When the Messiah came, she didn't know it was him. He told her everything, and then she found out that this is the one. She said, let me go back and tell these men, these people that, look, I've met the Messiah. He told me everything that I've ever done. He told me everything. So when she left off, and when the disciples came back, they were out buying meat and food for him because they was on a journey. He was hungry. But they looked at him and said, Lord, he said, let me read it for you. John 4, chapter 28. I'm going to start there. The woman then left her water pot and went away into the city and said to the men, come and see, which told me all things. Come and see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went into the city and came. Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. They brought him back some food. And he said, I have meat that you know not of. And they looked at him and said, well, has anybody brought you something to eat? What kind of meat? What you talking about? We just went to the store. We went to buy you something to eat. He said, I got some meat that y'all don't even know nothing about. You know, did somebody deliver you something? You got some breadcrumbs in your pocket that we don't know nothing about? What's going on? How come you fool all of a sudden, Lord? Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of the Father that sent me, to finish his work. Jesus gone, he finished his work. We left here. We got to do the meat of the Father. We got to finish this work because it's a work that's not finished out there. We done testified to it already today. There is meat. So when Jesus began to speak to this woman and encouraged her heart, she went and told other people. I don't know about y'all, but when he came and got me, he had to come to a nightclub. Some of us, he probably came to a hospital. He probably came to some people's garages or homes. Wherever it was that you was, God came for you. He had to go and get a hold of you. Because one thing he know, once if I get a hold of that brother right there, he ain't going to be quiet. He going to go and tell the next person. And then the next person going to tell somebody else. Let me get a hold of Brother Al in this club and tell him, get on out of here. He going to go and tell somebody that, look, something came and told me to get out of this club. I don't know what it was. It was Jesus. Because he knew that he had to get me out of there. He knew that he had to get you from where you were at. But once God get a hold of you and you begin to tell all what God has done for you, look out. You know, when you first get saved, you tell everything. You don't leave nothing uncovered. I mean, the good, the bad, you just start exposing everything. You just tell it all. You tell it all. And that's what God wants us. That's how God wants us to be. We got to get out there and labor for the meat that don't perish. And this meat is right here. This is the word of God. We're laboring for things that don't matter. You know, I was talking to somebody not long ago. We had the same spirit, same thought. I'm just tired of going around the same old mountain. Ain't nothing changing. Everything is as it is, as they said. Ever since the Father slept, everything remains the same. It's almost like we're getting caught up. Lord, are you really going to come? Are you delaying your coming? Yes, he going to come. Rest assured he going to come. That day of refreshing will come. God going to restore, bring back. He going to renew. He going to build up. He going to get rid of this tired spirit. You know, a lot of us, we're really not giving up on the Lord. I'm speaking for me. This spirit that's on me, it's like I'm always yawning, just tired. And people say, man, you need to stop working so much. I ain't done no work. I ain't been doing nothing. I'm like, Lord, deliver me from this spirit. Give me my day of refreshing. Yeah. Let it come from the presence of the Lord. Lord, deliver me right now, God. Lord, stop me from doing all this yawning. Get rid of this tired spirit, God. Lord, I don't have a problem getting up or praying. I don't have a problem reading the word of God. But something else is ailing me, this tired spirit. And I have to ask myself, am I laboring for the meat that perish? We got to labor for the meat that don't perish. When I found out that he came and got me out of that nightclub, wherever he came and got you from, I found that the God was the God that he was the God that was keeping. I found that the God, he was the God that saved me. He was the God that healed me. God brought me out through many things. Sometimes you got to change your atmosphere. Sometimes you got to change your eating partners. Sometimes you got to change your diet. Jesus said there was a man that prepared a table and he bade many to come. And when he got it ready, he went and told his servants and said, go and tell them to come. Go and tell my friends to come on. Supper is ready. You know, it's like today. Church on Tuesday, church on Wednesday, church on Friday, church on Sunday. But just as the men did, they had an excuse. I got something to do. I got to wash my car. I got to get up early the next day. Who don't early in the morning? We all get up. Don't start making no excuses. God made a table for us. He prepared the tables right in the presence of our enemy. So it don't make no difference what the enemy is doing to us. We got a table spread out before us. God is calling us this word. God is calling prayer. And we're making excuses about what we have to do. The kids need to go over there. The kids need to go over here. Bring the kids to church with you. Let them lay down to sleep. I get on this boy about sleeping in the church. So we'll get, but at least he's in the house. He don't argue and fuss about going to church. It's time for us to stop making excuses, saints of God. We got to lay before this word that don't perish. This word is a soul food. It's soul food. It's good for our navel. It's help for our navel and marrow for our bone. It's going to make you fat. It's going to make you, it's going to give you strength. It's going to meet every need from the inside out. Your body, your soul, your mind, naturally so, spiritually so. This word governs everything. The Bible tells us, he said, godly, he said, a bodily exercise profited little. But godliness is profitable unto all things. When you get some God in you and you get some word in you, when I was sick in my body, my kids got angry at me because I wouldn't go to the doctor. I said, I went to the doctor, man. They said they couldn't do nothing for me. I said, I got to do what I should have done in the first place. I should have endured this pain and waited on Jesus the first time. I said, but I got to go and do what I know to do. I got to call on the Lord and one massage my neck and doing all. I said, I'm going to be okay. It's the word of God that's going to keep us. This the meat that we ought to be laboring for. This is the meat that God is talking about. He said the meat that we eat, he said it's going to go in and come out the drop. You're going to pass it out anyway. But this meat, once it go in, it make you clean inside. It make you strong. When you fall, you remember where you can get up. You can move on. When you're sick in your body, you remember that he said, I won't put much on you that you're not able to bear. It's the word of God that's going to keep us. This is the meat. This meat is good for our souls. It's better than the greens. It's better than the cornbread. It's better than the ham hocks. It's better than anything that we can consume. But we don't consume enough of it. We fatten up our bodies with all this other stuff that we don't need that ain't no good. Then we call on the Lord for deliverance and healing. But we ain't getting enough of this here word. We ain't getting enough of this here meat. This meat is going to keep you strong. This meat is going to keep you well. This meat will do what you need to be done for you. This meat is the meat that we ought to be laboring for. And when Jesus said, I have meat that you know not of, and the meat is to do my Father's will, it was something that was being fulfilled in him, himself. It's like he was hungry, but when they came back after he'd encouraged this woman left him joyful. Jesus was full off of that meat. He said, my meat is to do the will of the Father, and that is to encourage folk. That is to lift people up, not destroy them. That's our job, too. You know, when my mother-in-law was sick, I was sick, and she got bad news about the cancer. I was sick, didn't want to hear nothing, didn't want to have the lights on, but came up in the room and cut the lights on and began all this racket. But something inside of me rose up and said, it's something that you got to do. And I listened to them. And after a while, when they got quiet, I said, let's pray. I grabbed their hands and we began to pray. And then after we began to pray, when we was finished, she agreed with the word. She agreed with the prayer. It was like I was well. It was like I was filled up. You know, I was satisfied with what the Lord told me to do. You know, that was meat for my soul. That's the same meat that Jesus had for this woman. You know, because when she went back and told those guys, they said, look, it ain't because of what you said now. We done heard them for ourselves. We know that this is the Messiah. We know that this is the meat that we ought to be laboring for. Yeah, what he told you is the truth, but he done told me about me too. He done told me. So this is the meat that we ought to be laboring for. Let us lay aside the sin, the weight, and all these other things that are getting in our way. It's too many things that's getting in our way. It's so much that we can do here in the house of God. Yes, I know we ain't got to have it in these four walls. We can have it out there on the street somewhere. We can be out there in the parking lot. But it's so much that we need to be doing for the kingdom. We can cause damage to the kingdom of darkness. Every time we give a testimony, every time somebody's yoke is broken, every time somebody is set free, that's causing damage to the kingdom of darkness. That's causing damage to the enemy's camp. He don't want to hear no testimony. He don't want to hear about what you doing out there. He don't want to hear that you out there laying hands on nobody. He don't want to hear none of that. He wants you to be concerned about what you can get. How many houses can I get? How many cars can I get? Will I have enough money to take care of my kids when I retire? You know, those kind of things. Don't labor for that stuff. Labor for the meat. This meat indeed is good for your soul. It is indeed good for your soul. So let us, saints of God, let us remember that God has called us to something great. And it's the word of God. This stuff that we look for, it's going to perish. But the word of God, it's going to last for eternity. God has called us to go out there and heal the sick, raise the dead. He called us to be lenders and not borrowers. And I always have to check myself, say, Lord, where am I falling short? It ain't none of him. It's something that I'm lacking. Because there is no lack in him. None. It's where am I lacking? Where do I measure up with the word of God? You know, the tape is up there and I'm down here. Lord, bring me up where I'm supposed to be. If I'm only supposed to come halfway, let me come halfway. If I ain't supposed to be all the way up there, then Lord, let me come to where I'm supposed to be. But I know that what I'm reaching for is not things. I know what I'm looking for, praying for, it's not tangible. I'm looking for people, lives to be changed. I'm looking for that one that somebody said that, look, let somebody else pray for them. We're called to pray for them. Not somebody else. Somebody called to do something else. Let us pray for the sick. Let us pray for those that are destitute. Let us go and get these folk out. Pastor said it best. People out there waiting for us to deliver. And there's somebody out there waiting to be loose. You know, Jesus said, go over the hill. You're going to find a colt, a donkey. Go over there and loose them. And if the man says something to you, tell him the Lord have need of them. And that's what we got to tell this devil. Devil, you got to let them go. God got need of them. I don't know what he's going to use them for. God, devil, you got to let my children go. You got to let this man go. You got to let this woman go. God got a need for them. God had a need for this woman at the well. Had not he met her, then where would them other men be? God got a need for you, saints. It's meat. It's meat that we ought to be chewing on. So let us labor for this meat that don't perish. Let us labor for the word of God. It's more precious than anything. Jesus said that he gave a parable, said there was a man that found a good piece of land. And he found that land was good. He went back and sold everything for it. He found a little treasure in it. He said he hid it. He sold everything that he had and went and bought that piece of land. How many of us are selling stuff that we got? How many of us is giving up something that we got this for this word, for this work? I'm determined, saints of God. I'm determined to do whatever God tell me to do, whatever God lead me to do, play the drums, preach, whatever it is. I can be a jack of all trades, but I know Jesus is the master, so he's going to make me master of a few of them. He is the master. He's going to make me a master of a few of them because I've been running for him, and I ain't tired yet. You know, the spirit of tiredness trying to get me down, but I got something inside of me just telling me to go ahead. I got something down inside of me said, you can. I got something down inside of me said that I will and I shall overcome. I'm going to be what God called me to be. I know sometimes it look grim and slim and dim and all of that, but you got to have a word and you got to have something inside of you that will cause you to rise up. I'm finna close, but I have to tell you this one thing. One time when my son had, Al got in that trouble, somebody called me, brother called me and tried to console me. And I said, because of hurt, I said this be out because of hurt. Ain't nothing nobody can tell me that could help me. Ain't nothing nobody can tell me that can heal the hurt that I feel right now. And the moment I got off of that phone, Jesus said, I can heal your broken heart. I cried and I cried. But you know, he healed my broken heart. If he didn't heal my broken heart, I wouldn't be standing here today. I'd still be over there slobbing and sobbing somewhere. God healed my broken heart when I lost my mother and my father. So God is a healer. He will keep you when you don't think that you can be kept. When you don't think that there is not a raiment of word left out there, you think that all is lost. Nothing, nothing shall separate me from the love of God. Death, famine, heartaches, trials, nothing. I thank the Lord for giving me this word, saints of God. I pray that you all got something out of it. Let us labor for the meat that do not perish, because what we're seeking after, if you're seeking after Jesus, what he has for us is going to last forever. His word is infallible. It cannot fail. It's immutable. You can't blot it out. And it's eternal, everlasting. His word is going to last forever. So everything that we need is right here in the refrigerator, right here in this cupboard. Everything we need is right here. All we got to do is run to this cupboard. It's in here. Whatever it is, whatever your heart's desire, it don't make no difference. It's right here. This is the meat that comes from it. This is the true bread. He said, your fathers did eat manna, but they dead. That manna came from heaven. But this here, true bread, he said, he didn't give y'all this true bread. He said, he's giving it to you now. That manna, it molded, it stunk, it was no good after a while. But this word, this bread, this true bread, is still good. It was good back then, it's good right now. It was good when I needed healing. By his stripes, I am healed. I can do all things when I didn't feel like I can do nothing. That same word. This word did not fall to the ground and corrupt. This word did not fall and mold. This word is still good. And it's going to be good when he come and get us. Saints of God, be blessed. Thank the Lord for this opportunity. I pray that you all have been blessed. Let us labor for God, which is going to get us on to the other side.
We want to thank the Lord for that message there. It blessed us. And when we were on our way out to Branson, and we stopped for lunch at, where did we stop at? Cheddar's. But while I was at Cheddar's, it was crowded, and the girl who waited on us, she was just so combobulated. And we was just about 10 of us, you know, we was, oh, where was that at? Okay, whoever it was, and they was just messed up. But I want to thank the Lord that the Lord is using these young people, because one of the people, I ain't giving her nothing. She just really was terrible. She was just terrible. She was really sad. So, Gwen, you have to tell it, because, I mean, you know what you said to her. I don't know. But, you know, we was walking out, and the Lord had Gwen to minister to this girl and give her a big tip. I don't know how much she got, $20-something dollars. She was having an awful day.